It is Wednesday. Welcome to the show. Allison's here. Chelsea's here. We are ready for the Wednesday show. We're talking a little bit about 4th of July. Are these great patriotic or, pro-American pop songs? We'll get into those coming up this hour. Get into some Fox News headlines. Also, we're going to play Are We Faking It today? Are We Faking It? That basically means, like, do we like to engage in conversations and then as people start talking about something, we act like we know something about it too?
Oh.
Like if I were to step into a conversation with two mechanics, would I be like, yeah, I've had some carburetor issues
before.
Yeah,
the Johnson rod.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So are we faking it? We'll do that this morning. Oh, it's been so long. We haven't done this in forever and it only pops up occasionally, but we had to. Can Allison guess it?
Oh, wow, it's been a while since
that. Yeah, only because I thought this one was so great. By the way, not to get into things that are illegal, but the TSA, some people at the TSA have said, hey, listen, here's what we're looking at and here's what we're not looking at. So that's kind of interesting to talk about. And that's incredible. Today, there's a woman named Karen that wants to change her name because she's just been so unfairly targeted and sounds like a nice lady.
Oh, you know what's so funny? It's funny that you bring that up because I've been commenting. I have a thread on my Facebook page from my haircut and everyone's been being so nice.
Oh,
so
I've that's been right.
Yeah, so I've just been thanking everyone back and I just noticed how many Facebook friends named Karen I have.
Right.
And I just think about that. I'm like, I hope that this whole Karen thing isn't affecting them negatively.
I don't have any friends named Gertie.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I love Gertie. I love that.
Someone should be named that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allison, why don't you name your next cat Gertie?
She will. She would. She'd have Gertie the cat.
Well, I guess I have to get another cat.
Yeah.
Sorry, Warren.
Finally, about a four-day work week. America is all for a four-day work week, but 10 hours a day, we'll get into that. More shots for you to unmask your brand new car with 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
David Chase, the man behind The Sopranos, released the trailer yesterday for the prequel. It's called The Many Saints of Newark and features a high school age Tony Soprano played by James Gandolfini's son, Michael.
Yeah.
Here is a little bit of that.
When I was a kid, guys like me were brought up to follow codes.
Hey, jerk.
What'd you say?
Antonio Soprano.
Uncle Dick.
Growing up with the family takes a toll. As far as your nephew goes,
I'm listening.
Stay out of his life.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
And that was
cry.
And that's Ray Liotta in it.
Which I know.
You know how I feel about Ray Liotta.
I know. Jay sent me that trailer yesterday, and I literally just kept watching it. And
you guys having side combos without me?
Yes.
You want in on our Seinfeld chain?
No.
You sure?
Oh, my God. You guys have a Seinfeld.
Not
what?
Really. No.
What else is going on that I don't know about?
We sometimes say sad things about you, but that's all.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Do you think Chelsea's alone now?
I'll bet you a new Sopranos trailer on it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the movie is going to be hitting theaters this fall as well as HBO Max for a 30-day run.
Oof.
Ariana Grande is helping to give away $1 million in free therapy. Applicants will be matched with a licensed therapist for a free month of care, and she's hoping that this helps people feel okay asking for the help that they need.
That is great.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've come a long way to removing that stigma from people feeling like shame.
Right.
For saying I need help.
Sure.
I feel like we've come a long way, but I feel like we need to go a long way further. And I think she has the world's most Instagram followers of all time.
She has so many.
Yeah.
And finally, Jeff Garlin thinks Larry David has maybe one more season of Curb Your Enthusiasm left in him. He said even though Larry's in good shape, he is about to be 74 years old. He is in every single scene. And it's just, you know, that busy filming schedule is physically exhausting.
You know what's crazy about that show? Plus the way Curb works.
Yeah.
Is he just, you know this, but he just decides. Like, there's not a schedule like next season.
Yeah.
He'll just stop and then he'll be like, hey, you guys want to do it again?
Right.
So I could see him never stop, you know,
always
doing
it. And he writes the show
that
out on a legal pad and just gives people situations. It's
right.
So much improv. Yeah.
TV Tonight, a 4th of July edition of Press Your Luck on ABC and a $100,000 pyramid.
All right. Thank you very much, Chelsea. Got to get you ready for 4th of July with, are these like great patriotic songs in modern pop music? We'll talk about that. Also in the Fox News headline this morning, 94 has reopened in some spots. So that's good news. We got a lot to talk about. Hey, it's Wednesday. As we get ready for 4th of July weekend, looking forward to it. Are these some of the best, not necessarily 4th of July themed songs, but have the best mentions of America or something related to the country? We'll hear a couple of them. Like this one doesn't really strike me as a 4th of July song, but you would play it maybe around the holiday. Beatles?
Well, that's how the country started.
Sure. It was a revolution.
Yeah. I guess it's applicable.
Mm-hmm. I get that. How about this one for sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. This is Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, a 4th of July staple now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were just going to go for newer songs. So the two that I always think of and love the most, I wonder if they'll be on your list.
It's funny because one of them is not, but I'm going to add it anyway. How about Beyonce, Freedom?
Yeah, is that for a movie?
I don't remember. How about this one, obviously?
Ugh. You knew it was coming.
I know.
You knew it.
I know. I think we are more sick of it than most.
Yeah,
probably. I completely agree with that.
Because people continually vote this as a favorite. And then, of course, you have a song that not only is patriotic, but mentions Detroit.
To be an American. The man who died.
Man, this Lee Greenwood, he performed
this. That song
this.
Mentions us?
Yeah, from the something to the
right.
to Detroit.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But this song, when he sang this after 9/11 at that baseball game.
Oh, forget it. I know.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm going to have to YouTube that now. Mm.
By the way, I just remembered this. September will be 20 years since 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like it at all.
No, that's
it. Feels like maybe 10.
Yeah.
It's very fresh still, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you hear stuff like that. There's a song called Everyday America by the band Sugarland.
Oh.
Everybody's dreaming big. Everybody's just getting by. How it goes. Everyday America.
Yeah, there's a song. I used to like a Sugarland song because I don't usually like a lot of country. It was just, I don't remember the name of it, but it was about she was going off to be a star. It was like she was, you know, saying something to her dad about going off to make it.
There's something about the band named Sugarland, too, that makes you feel patriotic. There's something patriotic about that. Maybe it's because this land is your land. I don't know. What song mentioned that they thought it was perhaps the 4th of July? Do you know?
No.
Maybe your mom had something to do with it. I don't know.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my parents' anniversary. Mom and Peter Cetera.
That's not Peter Cetera there, is it?
No, it's not.
Was Peter Cetera always in the band?
I don't know. I don't know if she'd remember now because of her circumstances if that was the lead singer back when she
was
knew
friends.
Them.
Yeah. Chicago was to your mom what Bone Thugs is to your sister.
Exactly.
Right?
Seriously, though.
Exactly.
He is an original member of Chicago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, for sure this.
Very nice firework. And then there's a song called Stars and Stripes Forever. Of course, this is about as, patriotic as it gets.
Did Did you YouTube a marching band?
No.
All right.
Did Martina McBride Independence Day make it?
That's good.
No.
That's a great song.
That is a great song. I feel like I like unlocked a memory. I haven't remembered Martina McBride in forever.
By the way, no, it wasn't on the list. Was this Living in America?
This is one of the two that I was in my that I was just mentioning.
Yeah.
So this one is the best, and I'm always torn if I had to pick one or the other. Coming to America by Neil Diamond.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Because it's so good.
Coming to America is so good.
I know.
This song, by the way.
This has painful memories attached to it, though.
Such painful. So you have to understand, Chelsea. You see all the excitement of this performance. You see a dancing Apollo Creed.
Oh, God.
And then we don't see Apollo Creed.
Oh,
anymore.
God. And then that Russian kills him. Oh, Drago, I hate you.
Why?
It was supposed to be a...
This was supposed to be an exhibition.
Like an exhibition match.
What movie are you talking
Rocky
about?
Rocky IV.
Wow.
He killed Apollo, Chelsea.
All right, wait. And Coming to America.
This is supposed to be an exhibition.
Right.
I just got over it.
I know. Even I'm not over it. I'm never over it. Never over it.
I know.
So, a couple news headlines here this morning. As you know, part of 94 in Detroit has reopened days after it was shut down due to the flooding. So, the westbound side between West Grand Boulevard and Michigan Avenue is now open to traffic. Some sections are still shut down for repairs. The work is expected to be finished after the holiday weekend. Eastbound side of 94 remains closed for serious repairs. That could take several weeks. So, you know, 94 is part of your life every day. It is still a problem thanks to this flooding.
Yeah, I was thinking about, it's around Lanio, I think I heard. And that used to be my commute when I worked in the Fisher Building. I drove right by that. So that I definitely understand the people that are affected by that.
There's a major announcement from Henry Ford Health System. It is now the first hospital system in our area, in the state, actually, to require workers to be vaccinated. Henry Ford Hospital says its current vaccination rate is 68%, or about 23,000 team members. It expects to receive pushback. It is agreeing, of course, to vaccine exemptions for medical and religious reasons, but they're standing firm that everybody, if you work in that hospital, you must be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's a major, you know, that's a major move in a certain direction. I know that I read, they're not the first, because I at least read about a hospital in a different part of the country.
Yeah.
And there was pushback, obviously, you know, and the way the news story started, it was like, you know, how news teases are, where they get your attention, like, you want to see this.
Yeah.
Like, 1,000 employees walk out or are fired today. Find out from where.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of confused by the, like, laws behind that, because I know there are certain, when I went to college, I had to have certain vaccines before I was able to go. So, you know, obviously that can be put into place, but...
Same when we were in school coming up. You couldn't come to school if you didn't have your measles or whatever it was you needed to get.
Michigan's auto insurance reform law goes into effect tomorrow. The governor signed legislation allowing drivers to opt out of personal injury protection coverage in an effort to lower rates. Now, critics say the change spells a drop in reimbursement for hospitals, rehab centers, and other long-term care facilities. They say this could also mean higher medical costs for families and job loss for thousands of healthcare workers. We'll see where this goes tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of accidents, my neighbor got into one yesterday. I was sitting on the couch watching TV. It was like during the middle of that huge downpour when we had the severe thunderstorm warning. And all of a sudden I heard this like boom and looked out the window, and my neighbor was coming out of their driveway, and someone who was driving down my street, they ended up colliding.
Wow.
So I don't know if someone was maybe distracted or if the rain
was coming down
really hard. Yeah, everyone was fine. But
when you said your neighbor's in an accident, I thought you meant like telling a story of that. I didn't know what happened in front of your house.
Oh, yeah, no, right next door.
God, everything happens in that South Line. Huh?
I know.
Finally.
And you better believe that I was peeking out my windows for about an hour and a half.
You're the Edna Kravitz of the neighborhood. There's a big deadline today for phone companies to add a new technology called Stir/Shaken. That's designed to reduce the number of robocalls we get, but it is not clear how big of a difference it'll make. We'll see.
Oh, my God. I love that name. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. It's very Bond.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Feeling good in the Dion 100.3 WNIC with 8 Towers in the morning. And feeling good today is brought to you by Sam Bernstein Law Firm at 1-800-CALL-SAM. Listen to this. And this is, I don't know, I think this is a pretty good feel-good today. A woman in Pennsylvania went to an animal shelter website. She was looking for a dog to adopt and ended up finding her own dog that went missing 2 years ago.
I love that.
A pit bull Rottweiler mix named Kovu. He went nuts when he saw her.
God, I bet.
Dogs don't forget.
No, they don't.
No,
they don't. And I think cats are the same way. They decide what they want to show you and what they don't. But I think cats do the same thing. But, you know, there was that trend going on for a while of military dads or moms coming home.
Yes. And oh, my gosh.
Or even over the internet when they would see each other and the dogs would freak out.
Yeah.
I just posted a video actually on my other Facebook page, my fan page. And it was a video of three dogs. And it showed how excited they got when grandma came.
Oh,
and it was, and I put it up there and I was just like, just a reminder of how much we mean to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they saw, you know, obviously the owner's mother is grandma and she's getting out of the car and she's coming and they know that's grandma.
You know, today, speaking of your fan page, today is, I think it's National Social Media Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, today's National Social Media Day. So there you go. You have another way to follow Allison, her fan page. Can't get onto that other page she has. Now you have.
You know what? Let's do. I usually make at least one push for this on Saturdays. But I always say, you know, if you really want to show us some love, hit that subscribe button on the podcast.
Yes.
Our bosses will see a giant algorithm leap. They'll be like, what's going on?
You never use the word algorithm ever.
I don't even know what it means.
I know. I like it, though. You're right. You're not wrong. Yeah. Follow our podcast. You have to go to iHeartRadio app. Or if you're on Apple Music or Spotify, the subscribe button, it doesn't give you spam or anything. It just means that you'll know when the new episode's up.
Yeah, it automatically downloads to your phone.
And it helps us. 100.3 WNIC.
Detroit wakes up with Jay Towers in the morning.
I think they get along great, just like a family.
100.3 WNIC.
Hey, you're gonna have to miss us a little bit tomorrow. I don't know how to make it work, but tomorrow I took tomorrow and Friday off of TV, but I'm gonna do the show back in our old building and at iHeart with the ladies rather than run back and forth like a madman.
What a time tomorrow. To be alive! Look at you guys,
right? Isn't it crazy?
Good for you. I'm not even gonna say I'm sad because I'm so happy for you.
That's so nice. Wow, that's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be fun.
You will be missed though.
Yeah, well, you'll be. I'll be crying silently here.
I was trying to set up an omelet station, but then it's the three of us, so I'm gonna order a DoorDash for the morning show. But I can have something sent to you.
You don't have to keep telling me these things. This glory, are you guys? Is Santa Claus gonna be there too?
Hey, listen,
granting all your wishes.
One of the people, someone in this room has had a lot of time off lately. That feels bad.
It's been wonderful.
I was working on some new things for our show yesterday, and I thought it was time to update some of Alan's music, which I thought he'd be excited about. So now you have this. It's got a nice drive in.
Yeah, sure does.
You like that?
I love it.
And then I also gave you this one.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
They have lasers in it.
Lasers. But here's my favorite. If you come in and say, Jay, I just want you to know it's going to get hairy over the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some real serious weather coming.
Let's do it.
Whether it be a winter storm or whether it be tornadoes, I gave you this.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's real good.
That's no beats, no music, because it's serious weather, and it's labeled as severe.
We don't have time to dance.
Take that, other weather people.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You have a severe warning. Right.
We got to hook that system up to the TV.
Huh? How much time did that take?
Oh, most of the day.
Oh, okay.
I was most of the day in my home office, you know, and I get distracted at home, so things that should take 5 minutes take an hour.
Sure. Do you have one of those sticks that the composers use when they're, you know?
A baton?
A baton. Is that what it is? Yeah.
A baton, I don't know.
Yeah, the head of the orchestra. I don't know the terminology. My apologies.
I should. How are we looking
pointer
today?
Pointer thing?
Yeah, the pointer thing, Chels. Thank you for that. We're good. We're good. We're okay. A few showers, a few storms. Flooding concern going to be much lower than the past few days. A few more showers tomorrow. Mid-70s Friday. By the 4th of July, though, we're back to near 90.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. One, two, three. What we're gonna do right here is go back.
It is time for Back in the Day on 100.3 WNIC.
Man, you just got your DJ Khaled on yesterday.
You're so busy.
Really mixing it up. Back in the Day is brought to you this morning by Xfinity. Today in 1994, the United States Figure Skating Association stripped Tanya Harding of her national championship and banned her from the organization for life for her part in the attack on her skating rival, Nancy Kerrigan.
After watching I, Tanya, I have a completely different, feeling towards Tanya Harding. I don't know. I feel like that movie really it was one-sided, obviously, but I feel like it kind of made you understand her a little bit better and feel sorry for her.
Yeah,
because what if it was possible? I mean, what if, you know, Warren went out one day and decided to avenge me and I didn't know about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you wouldn't be totally upset about it, but it would also ruin your career.
It would and I would have been in the dark. I wouldn't have known. Right. Luckily, he's, you know, not wired that way.
Old Warren Galooly. Today in 1995, the movie Apollo 13 opened. Here's a little bit.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a main Busby undervolt.
It's so good. I watch this movie at least three times a year. I interviewed Tom Hanks' son, and I remember
the non-rapper son.
Yes, and I remember him telling me, and this was back in the 2000s. That he felt like they were totally robbed of the Academy Award, that movie should have won the Academy Award. It was up for one. It was really good.
I wonder who won that year.
I don't know. I know, but I know he wasn't happy.
That you know what? I should watch that more because I saw it the once and never again, but
it's
I
so
remember
good.
How good it is. Yeah.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Whenever Ed Sheeran is in L.A., I guess he stays with Courtney Cox, which seems a little random, but I believe her boyfriend is his daughter's godfather.
Oh, that Johnny guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he started, was it Jamie Foxx that Ed Sheeran was living with?
I think so. Staying on his couch.
Yeah. That was weird.
It's
like, hey, Ed Sheeran, at this point, I mean, can you check into the Four Seasons and get yourself a room?
Can you get a house in L.A.?
You got to have some money by now.
I mean, that song did pretty well.
Well, I guess whenever he stays with her, he secretly uses her Alexa to order a GIMP mask and have it sent to her house. So she's got about 12 of them by now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, interesting.
That's so funny.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't it from Pulp Fiction? That scene at the yeah, it is.
You'll have to Google it.
I'll Google it.
Kim Kardashian toured the Vatican this week with Kate Moss, wearing an off-the-shoulder sheer white lace dress with lots of cutouts to expose her midsection and her back. Now, she did wear a long black leather coat while she was inside the Sistine Chapel to respect the strict religious code, but obviously people thought her choice of wardrobe just for the whole 2.5-hour tour was a little disrespectful. And finally, Elvis Costello says that he wasn't bothered at all by the similarities between the guitar riffs in his hit Pump It Up and Olivia Rodrigo's song Brutal. Now, I listened to Side by Sides. They are nearly identical. He said, it's how rock and roll works. You take the broken pieces of another thrill and make a brand new toy. She's really lucky that that's his feeling about it, because I think that he could make some money off of it.
Okay,
take a listen.
Play it? Okay, thank you. Yeah.
God, it's brutal out of here.
Oh, Olivia. No, you didn't.
Ooh. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, Olivia. That's a straight ripoff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's his voice. What just happened?
Well, I mean, they were side by side.
They were side by side. But
okay.
Still.
No, that was his song.
All right.
That
well,
came
still.
Up next.
Forget
Chelsea,
that.
You know what Elvis Costello's most famous song is, right?
What?
Allison.
Oh, take a listen to that. TV Tonight, 4th of July edition of Press Your Luck and $100,000 Pyramid.
Speaking of Allison's Bubble is on the way next. Also, can Allison guess it? Well, it's just an hour dedicated to you. Look at you. I'll have to beat you in battle this today with all this attention you're getting. Good morning.
Allison's Bubble.
Allison, what's in the bubble today?
This is for you because you love space.
Thank you.
You're the space guy. You could last about 15 seconds in space without a spacesuit and a helmet before you'd go unconscious. So 15 seconds. But you could stay alive for up to 3 minutes. So you'd go unconscious after 15 seconds, and then you'd die after 3 minutes.
Yeah, and because there's no oxygen, it's a vacuum. But here's the other thing. Beyond all that, you immediately get cancer and everything because the radiation is cooking you.
Really?
Yeah, it's the radiation that kills you before the lack of oxygen.
See, that's why this bubble surprised me. This bubble surprised me because I thought you would instantly burn up.
I didn't think
you could sustain any amount of seconds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's interesting. I have a book. I have a book at home that says like everything you've ever wanted to know from an astronaut. So.
By the way,
I just got a follow on Instagram from Mike Medicino. That Mike Medicino? No, wait, Mike. There's an astronaut, a famous astronaut.
Oh, so you're a big fan.
Wait a minute. I get him confused with a guy that does composing. I think it's Mike. I'll look. I interviewed him. I don't know why his name is slipping me. I was so excited about it. I was like,
that is cool.
I can't believe this guy is following me. Like, how great is that?
It just came out of the blue? Not like you just followed him and he followed you back?
Mike Massimino. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he was the last person to go, I think, on the shuttle to Hubble.
Oh, well, we won't tell him that you didn't know his name.
Okay, Chelsea, because I know you get everything right, especially famous song hooks. So, yeah, we don't want to go head-to-head with you. 100.3 WNIC. Hey, it's time for Can Allison Guess This? We've not done this in a while. We haven't really had anything that great. This one's pretty great, and I would bet the farm you can't possibly guess it.
Well, my track record's not good. If it's not David Hasselhoff, I usually don't win.
You are like a connoisseur of David Hasselhoff.
And it's funny how it happened because it used to be like we'd play something and she'd be like, well, I know it's not David Hasselhoff. And it was David Hasselhoff. And then everything became David Hasselhoff. But here, Allison, can you guess what this is? Listen carefully.
Oh, I don't like that noise.
Something adorable. But I bet it's going to be some sort of insect sliding his wings together.
Really? That's an interesting take.
I'm zagging where he thought I'd zig because I was going to go monkey blowing kisses.
All right, so what do you think? Monkey blowing kisses? That can't be that.
I'm going to go with an insect making wooing noise, pitching woo.
You're actually right.
What?
Yeah, I heard it and thought it was like a dog squeaky toy.
That's what I went with what I didn't think it would be.
It is someone touching a Taiwanese squeaking silk moth caterpillar.
Oh my goodness.
When you touch the caterpillar, that's the noise that it makes.
Oh my goodness.
What are the chances of that?
You know, it's just the more you just... All living beings, it turns out. Love, affection, and are sweet in their own way.
By the way, you know anybody that's listening near a pet right now, the dog or the cat, is just...
Oh, yeah. Their ears perked up, for sure. Going,
what exactly was that noise, and why are you... What is this?
Oh, my... Listen to that.
Oh. Let me tell you something, though. I'm looking at pictures of this right now, and if I have, you know, the right caterpillar up...
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be petting that.
No, it's weird looking. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You would have to name it and take it in your house, Chelsea.
By the way, a former TSA worker, I told you I just mentioned this, gave some inside tips about things that you can and can't get away with just going through security. And they said, just so you know, the dogs are actually smelling for explosives, not drugs, which that's why you see those sniffing. Not that you're carrying drugs. I'm just saying that even your prescriptions.
I thought we all knew that.
I didn't know. I think people think that when they see a dog, they're worried that they, I don't know, have something with them that, you know, marijuana or something like that. You know, something like that. The dog might smell it. Who knows? They said, don't try to conceal illegal stuff in your luggage. Well, yeah, duh. But the x-ray machines see everything, they said, even what's inside your toothpaste tube and pill bottles. They said, however, TSA does not open the pill bottles to see what kind of pills you're actually taking.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, they have to keep one step ahead. Because we've learned that people that want to cause harm have found the craziest ways to get things through things.
Well, geez, like remember the shoe bomber guy who was right over Detroit?
Right.
Sure. Are we faking it? As we head into 4th of July weekend, or maybe you're going to be around people you haven't seen in a while, get together. There's all different types of people. What are some of the things that you fake or you just lie about when it comes to having conversation? They asked a bunch of people, and we're being put to the test as well. So what was the number one thing people were basically faking it on? And it was car repair. Like when you're talking to a mechanic, just under half of us have to pretend we know more about our cars than we really do. So when the mechanic says to us, here's the problem, and he lists stuff, most of the time you don't say, well, what's that, what's that, what's that? You're like, oh, is it? It's that, huh? All right.
Well, here's the problem with that, though. I'm surprised by that. I thought it was going to be like our knowledge in music or pop culture, like so that we look hip. But here's the problem with trying to fake it with the mechanic. If you don't know what you're talking about, they're going to know that you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm wondering if you kind of, if you know, like, say, one thing about cars, maybe you bring that up so that the mechanic feels like you do have an understanding of something. Because not every mechanic is like this, but mechanics can rip you off sometimes.
Sure.
And know who they're targeting to kind of take advantage of, hey, you need a new filter and you need this and that. And like, I'm the type of person that's just like, okay, do whatever you need to do. Like, because I don't know anything about it, but maybe that's like why some people try to like fake their way through it.
Well, sure. Yeah. You want to sound like you have some knowledge.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't get ripped off, but
most of the time you don't. But yeah, I mean, you can. It's happened to me a couple times. As a matter of fact, I got into a car accident once, and the accident was so bad, it broke the frame of my car. It was actually Warren's car, really nice Volkswagen Scirocco. It was his red sports baby. And when the frame
Allison.
I know, it wasn't my fault, but I mean, still.
That was a long time ago.
I'm sure he's still
Scirocco.
Bitter. The Scirocco, yeah, it's when we first started dating.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the frame of a car breaks, it's not fixable. Anyway, I was able to get it back home, and Warren thought it was this. So we take it to a place, and Warren says, fix this. And that guy did, knowing the frame of our car was broken. And $1,000 later, gave it back to us. And I'm driving to Detroit that next day with the front end not feeling attached to the back end. And I'm like, I don't think he fixed his car. He did. He fixed what Warren told him to.
You're in a shaking Scirocco. Something's not right. And you're out $1,000.
That's right.
We also fake it about home improvement. We fake it about conversations when it comes to the latest gadgets or new technology. And we fake it about tax knowledge. I don't. I don't know anything about taxes. That's why I have a tax guy.
I guess I pictured this wrong. I thought we're standing around with our friends, you know, or
that's
coworkers are having a conversation about, you know.
I fake it a lot with geography. I'm terrible with geography. And if my friends say, oh, I'm going up north, I'm going to be, you know, it's 20 miles south of Leelanau. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't know what that car was Allison mentioned that Warren had. I act
the
like
Scirocco?
I did. I rolled the dice and said, that's an older car.
Yeah. Well, they don't make it anymore. It's old in that respect.
Right. But this is right. No, you guys are right. These are conversations. This isn't tax knowledge necessarily with the tax guy. This is, hey, did you hear they got rid of this, or they've increased the 2040 this, or
the child care expense.
Parenting, cooking is on there. Things we fake it about. Politics. 24% of us act like we know everything there is to know about politics. I tell you, I know more about politics now than I wish I ever knew.
Well,
I don't
you
like
have
it.
To.
I don't like it. I would love to go back to not knowing. I remember a time when I interviewed Al Gore, and I was like, I don't understand. Why are you people coming after me for interviewing Al Gore? He's running for president. I'd interview George Bush, too.
Right.
But you were nice to him. How am I supposed this was literally.
That's how far back that's around the time I feel like Bill Clinton's second term is when and I was really young then, but I really started to notice that's when things got like it's us or them.
Yeah.
In a smaller way than it is now. But I feel like when I was a little kid, maybe it's because I was a little kid. That people were like, well, I'd rather have this guy, but I'm okay if it's that guy.
Right.
Like, it's not like that anymore.
No, it's not like that. And kids take on the traits of their parents when it comes
That's right.
Anyway, there you go. And fitness and nutrition was last on things we fake it when we jump into conversation. Now you know.
That's incredible.
Time for That's Incredible. Some incredible stories in the news. Agree or disagree, a St. Louis woman named Karen Clark says her identity was stolen by another Karen Clark, who has been a fugitive from the law. That is until just last week when police caught the fugitive Clark. Here's the real Karen Clark explaining the whole ordeal and how tough it's been on her. And rightfully so.
Look, this name haunts me, okay? Picking her up is one thing. She's been picked up 3 or 4 times before. But they need to make her suffer some consequences. I think I want to go change my name to my middle name and go by Yvonne. Nobody uses that name.
That's incredible.
I know it always comes back to this, but you know what that is, right?
What's that?
It's a Seinfeld episode.
Of course it is.
Elaine is dating Joel Rifkin, who is a famous serial killer. And so everywhere they go and they call his name out, you know, they're at a ball game and the whole stadium goes, Joel Rifkin's here. And so the whole thing's about him changing his name.
Well.
So, I mean, that's got to be crazy when that really happens to you because you don't want that name.
Let's not forget that George buys a car and the owner's manual inside said John Voight.
John Voight.
And he was driving John Voight's car until they realized it wasn't spelled the same way.
Oh,
this is John Angelina Voight's pencil.
Jolie's dad.
Yeah.
A Wisconsin woman has been collecting Smurf memorabilia. Remember the Smurfs? For 40 years, she broke her own Guinness record with 11,455 unique pieces.
I'm currently the Guinness World Record holder for the largest Smurf memorabilia. Everything from binders to clocks and stamps and pencils. Why? That's the biggest one. Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
and the answer is simple. I have fun doing it. I mean, look at them. They're always smiling. What's not to be happy about?
That's incredible.
You got some Gargamels?
You know, it's funny, though. When she, in that clip, you hear the dog barking in the background. And you have to wonder how many Smurfs the dogs passed.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
The little Smurfs. Come on.
She's making your Superman collection seem normal.
That's fine. She can have it. I buy a couple of unique pieces. Listen, the big prop store auction was yesterday. I did not participate.
Wow. You didn't?
You know
that,
what
like
they
the
had?
First time in like...
They had the green crystal that goes with that big space pod I
Are
have in my
serious?
Office.
Are you serious?
It goes with
not,
it.
How did you not...
Let me think, Allison.
They go
think
together.
It was $12,000.
Oh.
$12,000.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry. So you did participate.
Oh, well.
I took it as you didn't know what was going on.
Oh, I knew what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, Allison.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to get gutters this year. I do. I need gutters. It's gutters. And that'll still hit me half the price of the crystal.
That's right.
And that is incredible.
That's incredible.
All right. Last thing here. An Idaho man recaptured a Guinness World Record by covering his wife in plastic wrap in only 1 minute and 2.44 seconds. You can have a record for anything.
I know.
Listen to this guy.
All right, folks. This is what fantasies are made of. Beautiful woman. Saran wrap. And she's breaking a world record for me.
We got it down to 1:57 last time. Somebody just broke it with 1:29. They might have thought that was safe. However, it's not.
Go.
All right, here we go. Close-up inspection all the way around. Completely wrapped. Come on!
What a maniac.
Starting off with folks is not going to go over well for me.
Somebody at like TV news anchor school said that when you say folks, you're more endearing. And on spite, I won't say it. Because I don't say folks in person. I've never walked in and said, hey, folks, I don't call people folks.
Hey, folks.
And that's what you should learn at broadcasting school. How the way you talk in life is how you talk on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, folks. I only heard Porky Pig say folks my whole life. And he said, that's all folks. And that was it.
Right.
So if you ask Americans, hey, what are you looking for in life? 2/3 of us want to switch to a 4-day work week with 10-hour days. What do you guys think of that? So a 4-day work week. So, I mean, I don't think it pertains to us. We work in the entertainment business, but your normal 9-to-5 workers, you know, maybe working at Ford or what do you think? You go to work.
So you're only tacking 2 more hours on each day.
Monday through Thursday, and you're doing 10-hour days. You're probably taking a break every 5 hours, I guess. And then, and then you're off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I like that. And that's the first time I've heard, because we talk about 4-day work weeks all the time. And everyone's in favor of them, and I like them. And that's before I even heard that we'd actually make up the difference by adding hours, because I've never heard that part before. You know what I mean? I just heard we wanted a 4-day work week. But this way, what does anybody care? You're getting the same amount of time from us. That's
I wonder
what nurses
do. I wonder, would you work like 7-to-5, or would you work like 8 to 6?
Well, I think it depends on the place that I would love working like 7 to 5. I mean, I personally want to work 7 to 5,
yeah,
but
I don't want to work past 5.
No.
But I don't know, maybe
I want other people to work 7 to 5.
As awful as it is to get up as early as we do, because those hours are brutal and it does change your life. I mean, you have to go to bed so much earlier than everyone else and it's just a different shift. I would never, ever want to work past, say, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, ever. For what we do. Yeah.
Oh,
and, yeah. And we run into this all the time in our job. People scheduling meetings at 1 or lunches at 2. And we're like, you don't understand that your 2 o'clock is our 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they just don't understand that.
I'm ordering dinner at, you know, that 3
feeling?
p.m.
Right, exactly. You know that feeling, though, that you're getting right now because you know you have Monday off?
Yeah.
We would have that feeling every week.
I love that. That's a good idea. Hey, listen, I'm all for that. I mean, everybody else would have it for us, but it's still good. I think it makes people happy. Time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. Two contestants on and ready to go. Brandon going for win number 8 today up against Linda, who Allison is playing for. 72 degrees. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name an instance when a parent might try to distract a child.
An instance when a parent might try to distract a child? Oh my gosh, I don't know, in the car? But then that would...
The car was the third best answer. One point for that. Getting a shot or the doctor's office was number one. Jay, tell me something you've accidentally dropped in the toilet.
My reading glasses.
Glasses was the last answer. 1 point for that. Your phone was number one.
I had to have Lloyd the plumber come and snake him out.
Lloyd.
Allison, name something you might pay extra for when you get your car washed.
I pay extra for the waxing.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points.
And the towel dry.
Nice.
Jay, name something you'd hate to find under your bed.
Bugs.
That was the second best answer. 5 points for that. Monster was number one.
There are no such thing as monsters.
Wow.
No. All right.
Allison's in the lead, 11 to 6. Allison, name a game show that's been around forever.
The Price is Right.
Number one answer, yes, 10 points. And Jay, name something that would be hard to do if you didn't have a mouth.
Eat.
Eat was the number one answer. Allison does win, though, 21 to 16.
Look at you, a win for the women.
Oh, finally.
Brandon, it's been a good run. Good run, my friend. All right, there you go.